the major watershed of Jewish history in the Middle Ages, in the medieval world, is the First Crusade. The Crusades changed all of Jewish life in Europe. They changed the attitude of Christians towards Jews. They changed the attitude of Jews towards Christians. They changed the attitude of Jews towards Jews. And the First Crusade pointed out all of these vast changes that were about to occur. Let me tell you the story of the First Crusade, and then after that we'll discuss the effects of the Crusade. In the year 1054, there was a severe split in the Christian world between the Pope of Rome, which is Roman Catholic Christianity, the Western world, and between the Eastern Christian Church, which then was centered in what is today called Constantinople or Istanbul. Then it was called Byzantium. It's the famous city at the Straits of the Bosporus at the Dardanelles. The Greek Orthodox Church had always been a separate church than the Roman Catholic Church, but it had not really split from the Roman Catholic Church. And there was always a question of who was really the leader of Christianity, whether it was the Pope in Rome or whether it was the primate of the Greek Orthodox Church in Byzantium. Now, we all know that's a split that has remained until today. And we all know that it's very hard to get people to agree on mi barosh, who is going to be the head. I'll discuss with you later when the Roman Catholic Church itself will split in the Great Schism, and there's a French Pope at Avignon, and there's a Roman Pope in Rome. So there was a cardinal who ran for the papacy on the platform that the moment he is elected, he will resign. He will abdicate in favor of the Pope in Rome and thereby end the schism. Can't be better than that, right? He was elected. The next morning he came and he said that he had a dream at night. You know, an angel came and told him, don't resign. And he was the Pope for about 40 years, and he kept the schism going. It's very hard to give up power. Harry Truman once said, he was once asked, what does he miss most about not being the President of the United States? So he said, it's entering a room and the Marine Band not playing Hail to the Chief. So in 1054, Pope Clementine VII and the head of the Eastern Orthodox Church, the Greek Orthodox Church, had a very severe disagreement. And the Greek Orthodox Church severed all relations with the Western Church. And this schism in Christianity caused a great deal of anguish within the Roman Catholic Church, because the word Catholic itself is the Greek word for universal. And in order to have a universal church, it's very difficult to have it if half the church doesn't subscribe to your teachings and to your authority. On top of this, the Greek Orthodox Church was threatened by the Muslims. The Muslims were in Turkey. They were pressing in Albania, in what is today Bulgaria, the whole southern rim of the Balkan states. And the Muslims in the 11th and 12th centuries were, as they are today, a proselytizing religion, a religion that has very little tolerance for non-Muslims. And the Greek Orthodox Church felt itself under a great deal of pressure. In order